Wasp, Warlock, Chastain, for goodness sake. These are good influences to have if you're a metal band. And Mean Mistreater, what a great name for a metal band as well. Sounds a bit glammy to me as well. From Austin, Texas, have those influences. Now, I'm out and about. This is Steve Swift's Rambling Reviews. I am on a station. We may hear some announcements. I'll try to cut them off if I can. But I wanted to talk to you about this particular album because, oh, there's an announcement. I think I got it off quickly. But anyway, back to Mean Mistreater and their album, Razor Wire. That's a good name for a metal album as well, isn't it? The thing about this is that it does sound new wave of British heavy metal. It does sound a bit authentic, but it also sounds like they really have a dynamic here. They only formed last year, and it sounds like they've been around for ages. Real dynamic here. And the thing is, what that means is they have a real maturity to them already. So the first track, forget it, you shouldn't, because it has a new wave of British heavy metal, of course, attacking the vocal. It's low slung, it's got a bit of sleaze to it. And also, oh, there's another announcement. And also a very bubbly solo as well. Now, it's only 8 tracks long, this, and I'm really not very happy about that, because I would have liked twice as many, to be honest. Or at least maybe 4 or 5 more, you know. Because when tracks like the accessible metal of Waiting to Die arrive with a flowing metal solo, things are very, very good indeed. So is the energy to the new wave of British heavy metal title track. Yeah, yeah, Nawabum's here quite a lot. And we got One by One, which has a more sort of slower kind of feel to it, a kind of more, I suppose you could say, a kind of more Thin Lizzy feel to it. It's groovy, it's sweeter, it becomes a bigger dramatic metal offer, which is not always as welcome in my view. It's not always as welcome here actually either, but never mind, that's just a small quibble, and we've all got small quibbles, haven't we? We can have some ointment for that. Bedevil though has a woodblock, a new wave of British heavy metal riff, a woodblock. Yeah, it becomes groovy, it's an open metal offer, and it slows down to an even groovier solo, almost as if it was said, well, I think we can get groovier if we just take it off the pedal a bit. That is groovier. It's a great piece of work, this. Do have a listen to it on Bandcamp or streaming services, then go and buy the album, because a band like this deserves to be heard. They're only new, but they're blooming marvellous. Ta-ta.